Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
out there in podcast land. Welcome to Block Talk Radio. This is a Hodge to Hodge production. This is the Messenger Edition. We have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. This is Nurse Carmen. And we thank you for tuning in. And now we'll have a conversation with co-producer Ken Hodge.
Good evening. Good evening. Yeah, once again, my big brother has allowed me to drive the car tonight, man. So, yeah. he took the keys from me a while ago, and I'm just getting them back. So I'm going to try to walk a little quieter this time.
Okay.
No, but good evening,
nice,
podcast.
Nice and steady, my brother. Nice and steady.
All right. See, good evening, my brother. Hey, podcast audience, again, we like to bring you what we believe. And again, we don't force you to believe what we believe, but we're going to be here 2 to 3 times a week. And in every day and in our everyday walk of life, sharing with you our message in the same manner that you share yours with the world. So, again, it's just conversation. And if conversation stimulates you to the point that makes you say, you know what, let me think about that. Because if you think about that, it will then force you to think about this. And sometimes I know we've all been trained, conditioned that we don't debate the Bible. Because debating the Bible somehow symbolizes or signals that you don't believe the Bible. And I want to say as politically correct as I can, I don't believe that in its entirety. Okay, again, so the fact that I don't believe it in its entirety means it's a book to me. Now, it's a book of wisdom. It's a book, it's an excellent history book. But tonight's topic, when we talk about the devil, and I like to have this conversation with people because when I tell them I don't believe in a devil, whoa, watch out. Here you go. No, I don't believe in a devil. And regardless of what anyone says, that's my belief. Because when you speak to me about a creature called the devil, then it forces me to have a conversation with you that says, okay, we're reasonable people. How about if we have a conversation? I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a pro and con conversation. How about if we have a conversation, but only under one condition? You can't use "because I believe it" as an answer. Now, you can tell me whatever you want to tell me. You can give me as many scriptures as you can possibly bring back to your memory. But you just can't give me a response as because I believe it. So when we get to this creature called the devil, here's one of the positions that lets me believe that can't exist. And one of those positions would be, I'm sorry, if there is a devil, then where did he come from?
Mm-hmm.
And let's take it back to the beginning. That means God created an enemy for himself, which now takes us back to, is that a God of love, or is that an egotistical spirit that you want me to follow? So I'm all powerful. So in other words, in order for me to flex or remind myself of how powerful I am, I have to create an adversary. And I have to give this adversary equal to, and in some cases greater than, power than what I have. But I'm God. I can't believe that. I'm sorry. And if we go back to the premise that God is love, all things from God are good, then you can't believe, I'm sorry, you cannot believe that the Creator created an individual that went against what he was created for. No,
right,
that's
now.
Not a creator.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, do you understand what I'm saying? See, that's not a creator.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an amateur playing with chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
See, the creator that I know and the creator that orders my steps, if he created an angel, as long as there is, that's going to be an angel.
That's right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You don't have the power. Now, again, we will talk about free will, but you don't have the capability or the fortitude to go against the spirit that created you. So when we talk about the devil, that also means that if we believe the stories, because again, it's a story that's been told, but I don't know that it's actually in the Bible. I don't know if it's actually in the Bible that there was a fight in heaven. And if anybody could show that to me, I would appreciate it. You know, I mean, so it's a Bible story that we all, this is what we believe for the most part. Because again, like I said, over 40 years of my life, I grew up immersed in primitive Baptist or being Baptist. So there was in heaven, everything was nice. All of a sudden, one of the angels that was created by the Creator decided he wanted to be in charge. Now, already the story should stop right there because that's impossible. But let's continue on. So he wanted to be in charge. So he raises up against the Creator. Really? But the Creator don't smite him, as they say. He didn't smite him. He let him leave. But then he told him, I'm here to show you how fair I am. You take a couple of other angels with you. See who else want to go. So in that story, that means there was a lot of flawed creations that my Creator created, which I cannot believe. So he says the angel left, and when he left, the Creator gave him the power and authority to go to and fro, with the same kind of power and grace that God does. And I'm here to tell you, I don't care who you are or where you represent, you can't get me to believe that.
Yeah.
You can't get me to believe that the God that orders my steps needs a constant battle. I can't believe that. So when we talk about the God and devil, again, are they equal? And if they're equal, if they're equal, who is determining who's right or wrong here now? If they're equal, you understand? So there are a lot of fallacies that go into this thing called the devil that just don't make sense on any level to me, other than that one response that I asked you not to give me in the beginning of the podcast. I just believe.
Right.
And when I talk to, I have a lot of ministers at work, and again, I'm going to take you back to Jersey for a minute. Sometimes at work, when they see me coming, remember how I used to see the Jehovah Witness coming? And you running no disrespect to the Jehovah Witness, and you running the house, when they knock on the door, you wouldn't even open the door. Well, sometimes at work, when we start talking about this subject, when they see me coming, that's how they do me. But I told them, now, come on, we got an agreement. Well, if you could tell me about your situation and expect me to listen with respect, then you have to give we have to show reciprocity here. You have to give me the same respect back.
That's right.
So, I'm just going to open that up to the members on the show tonight. What are your feelings on the devil? How do you feel about the concept of a devil?
Well, that makes no sense to me. That makes no sense that there is one, that he would have created one, like you said, to battle him for what?
To prove I'm the best? Sister Tippy, what's your feelings on that?
It doesn't seem logical that there would be a devil, yet that's what I came up with, that's what I was raised with, and I'm just not sure. It just doesn't seem to fit into my belief today. I don't think it exists. But I'm just thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Yes, because we were all raised that way.
That's
and
right.
Again, mm-hmm. we could even take it to the point where I know for a great point in my life, a large period in my life, I believe he had horns and a pitchfork. I'm serious.
That's right. That's what we were taught.
And we had a long tail. We actually believed that.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
But now think about this, and let me show you how. I'm sorry.
I said, wow.
Oh.
Same image. We all had the same image.
Yes.
Yeah.
But let me show you the trick. I can give you a clear image of evil. But has anybody ever seen a picture of God? I'm sorry. Has anybody ever seen a picture of God?
I did.
I've seen pictures. What I was told was God. I've seen pictures.
That was Jesus
now,
that you saw.
Now that, thank you. Thank you. What's this?
Oh, that's right. Okay. You're right.
Yeah, we're talking equals. Now remember these
right.
I mean, so if you can't show me the alleged son, no.
You're
we're
right.
talking, power to power. So you can paint a clear picture of me, of the devil. Well, all that is great and magnificent. There is never a drawing. There's never an image.
Right.
I mean, and it makes you. It really makes you think that wow. I mean, this is what you would have me to believe. No, I'm choosing not to believe that nonsense. I'm sorry. And when I say it, as emphatic as I say it, again, it's not a tough guy approach because I don't believe in the devil. No, I still try to watch and move. I still believe my footsteps are ordered. But
that whole
devil thing, and if you stop believing in the devil, I mean, again, that you'll understand that the spirit that is within you, that's where all the power is. Again, when and this is why I said I don't believe in all of the Bible. So by religious aspects, if I don't believe at all, it's like I don't believe any of it. So I'm going to go with I don't believe any of it. But when you hear, when I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, because you fully understand that the God that's in you, it doesn't matter. Again, it's just so awesome that sometimes, and right now is one of those times where words just don't fully describe what I'm actually feeling. But to have that diminished by thinking that there's something equal to that, then that's just disrespectful. That's just
disrespectful. If you recall the messenger has said on many of our podcasts before that this is what we have to understand is with God, words is like third in line. God deals with you more in feeling than in words. So, my brother, when you said words cannot describe it, that lets you know that it's not of you, because you can't explain it, because it's not something that can be explained. It's something that you have to feel it to understand it.
I hear you, brother. But, you know, again, it's just, just because our show tonight is about this devil, two stories that really stick out in my mind when it comes to the devil. From the beginning, everything was perfect. Everything was perfect. And so God said, well, the Spirit said, you know what? Watch this. I'm going to let you go ahead and mess this up. So now I got something to worry about for the rest of eternity. One serpent, one animal, one idea. No, to think that God would put you in a utopia and tell you everything in here you can have but that. So now we take that as child rearing. We're raising kids now. I mean, does that seem fair? Does that seem logical? But I'm going to tell you, everything, you can have everything in here, but just don't touch that.
Right.
So again, as the messenger always tells us, because we need to make sure that we say God did things that are in line with what we think should be done, because as the messenger likes to tell us, we like to make God human. You know, we're going to bring God down, descend God, and instead of us ascending.
Right.
Yeah, so that was my,
hey,
you know, again.
My brother,
yes, sir.
Hey, my brother, let me just ask this. What kind of God is it that would punish, if we believe the story, would punish all of mankind for, quote unquote, the errors of two people?
Again, there's no logical reason for that. And I hate to say this, but let's go back to the book itself. And we know, again, as per the book, that he'll wipe out a race of people now. If you anger the spirit that they write about in that book, oh, he'll come get you. Whether it's through the Red Sea or giving you more water than every other boat than the one he told you to build could handle. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He'll come wipe some folks out. So he'd rather wipe out nations than just sitting at the beginning when it was Adam and Eve in the serpent. I don't like to even say serpent. The idea crossed their mind to do the one thing God told them not to do. You know, so I don't know.
Wow.
But that's, you know, I'm sorry. I actually lost my train of thought on that serpent. Yeah, but for them to do the one thing God told them not to do, instead of the Creator saying, again, because they're already made fact, made it known that the Creator done made some mistakes. Watch this. You got one angel out here with all your power. You gave him a prophecy, so every you gave him a group of angels. So every angel that left, that was another mistake. So it's already established that you make mistakes. But now you got an opportunity with just these two people to fix it. But you said, no, I'm going to wait till there's millions of folks. I mean, you know, it's not passing a common sense test to me. In the other case, and the other case that really don't pass the test to me is when the devil, well, you know, again, now because we have to show that it's really 51-49, they're not 50-50, because the devil asked God, can he mess with Job? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, watch this. And Job was your guy, man. Job was your guy. But just to show who? Now, you proving something to the devil? I mean, come on, work with me here. So to prove something to somebody way less than you, you said, yeah, go ahead and mess with him. I bet you can't make him. Come on. You know, I mean, for real. And they want us to believe that. And let me tell you something. I did believe that forever. That was like, Job was like the true testimony of strength and faith. I mean, because he let them take everything. I don't need the cattle. I don't need this gold. But I'm still praising. I'm still praising. I don't know. I think that the God I serve.
I don't even need these children.
You gave them to me here. Take them away. I don't even need all my skin. Eat some of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm still praising you. Now, again, growing up, yo, that was the story. You know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? But that story probably kept a whole lot of people quiet when they wanted to get riled up. I'm just saying. But, hey, these are the stories that we have to look at and teach differently. And again, I'm not saying, I won't say anybody's faith is wrong, because as much as I believe what I believe, let's keep it 100.
Because
I believe it. Don't make it absolute to everybody. It makes it absolute to me. And if you believe it, it makes it absolute to you, but it doesn't make it absolute to everybody. So if we just understand that nobody really knows the way, you have a way, I got a way. My way just makes a way more sense than your way, but your way is much larger.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So you get more press time. You have more Christians. And you know, the name itself is, and I'm going to close with this. I'm going to move right off the devil for my Christian listeners, and we'll end on a little positive note, I guess. But the name Christian, if you call yourself a Christian in the name, doesn't that mean that it is your desire to live like Christ?
Right. Amen.
And I mean, look at you. I mean, again, and yes, and I do. So look at you. Every time you read it in the book, regardless of what pericope you read, you always see Christ that you follow walking.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't stay at the mansions. No, that's not what they did. They didn't have guards. Now, you might say that's how Judas told on them, but again, it was meant to be. So, again, I say to when we talk about Christ or Christians, and again, I'm not knocking, but what I'm really saying is, if that is the faith that you proclaim to rally around, why not at least make an effort to live like that? Because I mean, and when I say live like that, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just talking about on a global scale. You know, you have way more than your members. Jesus never had that. And little things like that. And I'm not saying you're not supposed to have, but if you are a servant of the people, I am saying you shouldn't have way more than the people you're there to serve have. And if that's part of your bylaws or what it is that I started to say the game is, but if that's part of your bylaws, then you might want to check that. Hey, well, listen, tonight we started to talk about the devil. And I have no problem whatsoever talking about a religion that I was a part of. So I have a right, and I can speak from a personal position when I address that. But we talked about the devil can't be real, and I want people to understand. If you doubt what I'm saying, start your search for knowledge. I sound like I'm on Kung Fu. You can start your search for knowledge. No, start your search for knowledge with find out where the devil came from. Let's start right there. And when you get back to me about 2 or 3 years, you'll say it was in this book over here. you know what I'm saying? Let's start there. And I'm going to research again also. Let's find out where the devil came from. All of a sudden, they just start writing about him. Boom.
Let me say this, my brother. The devil is real as long as you make it real. Same way with hell. There is no hell, but if you want to make hell, this is what we don't understand. This is the power that we have because of who we are. If we see it, if that's what we want it to be, that's what it
is. That's right.
So the devil is real to people because they make them real. But one of the things people don't understand is when you stub your toe and then you turn around, as Flip Wilson would say, and say the devil made you do it, you just copping out. You did that.
That's right.
The devil didn't do that. So a man thinketh, so a man is. Or so a person thinketh, so a person is. So what happens is they make something real that's not real. And that's power, and we don't even understand that.
Right.
But I also want to say, my brother, you did an outstanding job today. I really, really, really got something out of that. Makes me want to look more into that devil thing as well. No, it don't, because I ain't got time to be wasting on no fictional character. I thank you, my brother, because I think you did an excellent job. I thank you.
Yes, he did.
Once again,
all right.
We are all messengers. My co-producer stepped up there today and said, let me show. And he's showing proof. Mm-hmm. If you allow the spirit to use you, there is nothing that you can't do. Go ahead, my brother.
No, go ahead and close the show, Brother Messenger. We just changed places today.
All right. So I just want to take this time to thank those that came on. And I want us to better understand just who we really are, because the brother hit on some points for us to really give some serious thought to. Because if you think about it, we've been walking around here with blinders on, thinking some of the craziest stuff in the name of God or in the name of the devil. And we have to understand who we are. Because technically, if we're saying that God created the devil, guess what? That means each and every one of us helped create it. Because of who we are, we're a part of God.
Okay.
So we all decided, hey, let's create an enemy. But once again, what we have to understand, in the realm where God resides, where God truly resides, there is nothing but absolute. So on that note, we do truly thank you for coming out tonight and listening. Once again, I want to thank the co-producer for allowing the spirit within him to bring us a word that hopefully tomorrow when we wake up and we start saying the devil this and that, we can remember what it is that our co-producer said to us tonight and look at it from a different perspective. Change it because of who we are. We can do all things through the spirit that lives within us. Take care. Have a blessed evening. And I look forward to seeing everybody again on Sunday night.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good evening, everybody. Good night.
Good night. He can't go to that song.